Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply snap out of it. Snap out of it. Now, we've all gone through times in our lives where we just were not feeling it. You know, moods and attitudes often change from time to time, and sometimes our desire to do the things we should may change with it. And as a result, it's frequently necessary for us to perform a self-assessment and snap out of it. There are many people that suffer from depression and despondency, and you name it, all kinds of things, and it's only because they haven't snapped out of it. And if you are a child of God, God can show you better than anyone how to snap out of it. He does it. He even asked a question in Galatians 5 and 7. He says, "We did run well. Who hindered us that we should not obey the truth?" Then we discovered in 2 Thessalonians 3 and 13 that we should not be weary in well-doing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to keep our focus and we've got to work every day to stay on top. Why? Because not only is the world watching, the world needs us at our best. So in the SNAP acronym, it represents the four key components that we should exercise in order to snap out of it every time in this Christian life. That S reminds us to return to the scriptures. Yes, my friends and neighbors, nothing helps us snap out of it quite like the word of God. Attorneys know the law. Our doctors know medicine. And as Christians, we should know the scripture. We wouldn't spend 1 second with a doctor who told us he was still practicing, that he really didn't know medicine, he was trying to learn it as he goes. We wouldn't even want to work with that kind of doctor. We wouldn't want to work with an attorney that says, "Listen, I'm just practicing. I really don't know the law, but I'm learning the law, and I when I get it, I'm going to be really good." Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, as saints of God, we should know the scriptures. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalms 119 and 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We discover in Matthew 22 and 29 that Jesus said unto them, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures or the power of God." My friends and neighbors, we cannot make the mistake of not knowing the scriptures. And we discover in Romans 15 and 4 that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. See, if anyone is going through something right now, my friends and neighbors, I challenge us all to return to the scriptures. It's the word of God that gives life. We discover from 2 Timothy 3 and 15 that from a child we've known the holy scriptures, and yes, they are able to make us wise unto salvation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have to reconnect with the powerful, infallible, almighty word of God. Saturate ourselves in it. I mean, that means listening to the Bible in our downtime. It means listening to the word of God and reading it and attending the Bible studies and everything that we can do to soak up the word. You know, sometimes when a person wants to get a really good bath, they'll stay in that tub and they'll soak for a while. Yes, and when they get up out of the tub, they leave behind all the dirt and the grime that was connected to them for that day. Well, by the same token, my friends, when we are saturated in the word, when we rise up, we leave all of the filth behind. We leave all of the negativity behind. That leads me to the second point in our SNAP acronym. That N simply reminds us to ignore the noise. Yes, my friends, we're surrounded by noise all the time. From the news to the internet, you name it, there's noise all around us. Then from haters and debaters all the way to procrastinators, we're surrounded by noise. So sometimes we've got to disconnect from the cell phone, turn off the television, go silent on the internet, and take a little time just for ourselves. Jesus did it. The Bible says in Mark 1 and 35 that in the morning, Jesus rose up a great while before the day and went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Yes, my friends, we've got to go to a solitary place. What place do you go when you're looking to steal away and you're looking to just get away from all of the hustle and the bustle of everyday life? Do you have a secret place where you can go and just spend time with you and the Father? I tell you, my friends and neighbors, it helps us so well when it comes to ignoring the noise. If you don't have such a place, I challenge you to find that place where you can go and reconnect with our Father. Yes, my friends, remember the Bible says that even when people are talking about us and persecuting us and saying all manner of evil against us falsely for Christ's sake, that we should rejoice and be glad. Well, this is the power of ignoring the noise. Yes, my friends and neighbors, not only do we ignore the noise, we've got to remember our assignment. Yes, we must embrace our role. In this Christian life, we all have an assignment. God created us all to do something special. He created every one of us to accomplish something like never before. We're all a part of the body. Remember in Ephesians 4 and 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. And then we discover in Romans 12 and 4 that we have many members, but we're all one body. And not all the members do the exact same thing. So whatever your thing is, do your thing better than anybody else. Remember your assignment. There is somebody that God called you to heal, to help, to set free, to deliver. Someone he called you to uplift, to motivate, to inspire, and encourage. Somebody that he called you to be the light that shines in the midst of their dark world. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to reconnect with that assignment. And last but certainly not least, the P in our SNAP acronym just simply encourages us, don't forget to pray. Yes, my friends, we can never forget the power of prayer. Prayer leads to praise. Prayer gives us poise. It unleashes power and it confirms our peace. We should pray without ceasing. Remember the Bible says in Luke 18 and 1 that Jesus spoke a parable to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. Then we were encouraged to pray without ceasing. Can I ask you just a little subtle question? When was the last time you took prayer very seriously? When you placed it on your schedule? When you blocked out some time and said, you know what, this is going to be the time I pray today? The Bible tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 6 that Daniel prayed to God 3 times every day. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and we discover the same thing in Psalms. Morning, noon, and night did David pray to the Lord and sing praises unto him. Yes, my friends, we've got to embrace that same thing as well. I tell you what, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.